so the Spirit represents us to God in heaven, and He speaks to us in the earth of God who is in heaven. So He's our connector. He is the vital connection that we have, and He's our guide into the Word of God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
The Holy Spirit is more important than you think, bigger than you imagined, and more real than you thought possible. Join Terry Copeland Pearson's today on The Believer's Voice of Victory for an exciting study on the Holy Spirit.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday on The Believer's Voice of Victory, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. In fact, one of my little grandkids, yay! You say, well, yay, we're glad too, but who are you? Well, I'll tell you who I am. I have a long list of who I am. I started off as Vanetta Copeland's granddaughter, and then I'm the oldest of the Copeland children, so I'm Kenneth Copeland's daughter. I am Pastor George Pearson's wife. I'm Jeremy's mother. Now, you know who Jeremy is. If you watch the broadcast, he's on quite often. So I'm Jeremy's mother. And so that makes me Justice's grandmother. And then I am Aubrey's mother. And that makes me Eileen's grandmother. Let's see, what else is there? I have this enormous list of all the people. I'm Commander Kelly's sister. You know, I get that all the time. Commander Kelly's sister? And just when I want to always say, yeah, and I'm older than she is, I give orders. I outrank her. They don't know what that means. But anyway, it's a lot of fun to be in the family of God and to be here with you. My name is Terry Copeland Pearsons, and I am the oldest of the three Copeland kids, and I am glad to be with you today. We have been talking this week about the Holy Spirit and His role in our life, and I trust that it has opened your eyes to the such importance there is to know about the Holy Spirit. You know, we established to start with, Jesus said, if we're going to worship God, it's going to be in spirit and in truth. John 17 says, Thy word is truth. So that comes down to if we're going to follow God, live for God, be led by God, talk with God, be like God, do what God wants us to do, be blessed by God, we're going to have to do it by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, which is His truth. Now, we put a lot of emphasis on the Word of God, as we should, but to have the Word of God without a conscious awareness of the Spirit of God can cause the Word to become just legalistic to us, and that's where people become very, just do's and don'ts and regulations and can become very hurtful with the Scripture. Now, I'm not saying that the Bible doesn't have do's and don'ts, but all the do's and don'ts of the Bible are for our good and to bring a prosperity of life to us, the goodness of God. But it's hard to see the goodness of God when you look at the Bible without a consciousness and a fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one that brings the Word to life, brings it to light so we can understand it, but it also brings it to life, brings it to where it is alive, not only to us, but it's alive in our life, to where the Word's very practical. You know, we raise our children by the Word. We follow the plan of God by the Word. But we have to have that conscious fellowship with the Holy Spirit, or the Word, we lose the heart and the meaning and the revelation that God has put in it. So we established that back, I think, on Monday. Then yesterday, we talked a lot about the things that the Spirit does. And I won't go over all of that again, but just to highlight, you know, our life is with God in the Holy Spirit. That's in Romans 8. Love is in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In Romans 5, we abound in hope by the Holy Ghost. Romans 15, we crucify the flesh. How? By the power of the Spirit, Romans 8. We are led by the Spirit, Romans 8. Oh, there's a lot in Romans 8, huh? He assures us that we are God's children, Romans 8. He guides us into all the truth. That's John 16. Our fellowship is of the Spirit. We worship God in the Spirit. Every blessing that comes to us comes by the Holy Spirit. We have chapter and verse for every one of those. In fact, I gave you a list of 36, and that's not all there is. That's just all there was time for. 36 examples from the Word of how the Holy Spirit is the essential connector. God didn't just send an angel to connect us to Him or send an angel to connect us to heaven. He shared Himself, and it's the Holy Spirit. And 1 John tells us that it's the Holy Spirit that is the witness in heaven and in earth. What does that mean? Well, in 1 John it says that the Father, the Son, the Word, or the Son of God, and the Spirit are all three one, and they are the witnesses in heaven. But in the earth, it's the Spirit, the water, and the blood. What is that? That's all the water and the blood, the elements of the covenant, the fact that Jesus was born in the earth. Those are the three witnesses of the earth. The Bible says He was born by water, and that He was, His blood was poured out. So the Spirit represents us to God in heaven, and He speaks to us in the earth of God who is in heaven. So He's our connector. He is the vital connection that we have, and He's our guide into the Word of God. You know, you can go to kcm.org and download that list and the outlines and several other lists that we have. In fact, we have a number of things, even some things I'm going to share with you today, and you can get that on kcm.org. And I wish you would do it. You know, there were like 50,000 people or something that downloaded Pastor George's outlines. Well, come on now. You got to download these and not leave me way behind in those numbers. You got to step it up. Praise God. So I want to talk to you today now about the purpose of the Spirit. We saw all those things that God has done for all of mankind. We found out that the work of the cross comes to us by the Spirit, that He's the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of meekness, the Spirit of prayer, the Spirit of holiness, all these wonderful things. But in all of that, the most important thing for you and I to understand is that He is sent to you. He is sent to me. He's not just out there. He's not just there waiting, you know, for God to tell him to do something. No, He is sent to us. So I want you to open your Bibles now to John chapter 14. And there's so much in the book of John, and John really starting in 13, but 14, 15, 16, those chapters between that time of the Last Supper through the point when Jesus was arrested and when He prayed in John 17 in the garden, that we get the bulk of the revelation of the Holy Spirit from Jesus while He was on the earth. Now, we have much more, of course, as I just read to you in Romans and through the epistles. But Jesus had some very specific things to say about the Holy Spirit and began to describe Him. And He's the one that first began to reveal the Spirit of God to us. So in John 14, it tells us in verse 16, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, the Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby. Now, what are all those words? Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, Counselor, so forth. Well, that is in the Amplified Bible. And what the Amplified Bible does is there are certain Greek words that when translated into English, you don't get the full essence of that word. It doesn't have a direct translation. So when the English Bible says, give you another comforter or give you another helper, it doesn't capture the fullness of what the Greek word. Now, the Greek word there is allos, and it means another. And that particular word, another, means to one exactly alike, exactly the exact same as. So what Jesus said, I will ask the Father, He will give you another Comforter, someone who is exactly like me, does exactly what I do. You won't even be able to tell the difference. Isn't that wonderful? That's why Jesus could say, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. Now, listen to some of these things. I want to break these words down, all these words, comforter, counselor, and so forth. So what I did today, I looked up the definitions, the English definitions of each one of these words. It took all of those words to fully convey to you what the Greek word says. But now we have these English words, we need to look and see what those English words mean and not just assume that we know. Comforter. What is a comforter? One that gives a strengthening aid. Now, I want you to picture this as the Holy Spirit. And I don't want you to think about Him as a dove on your shoulder, because He is not. All right? Bible says He came upon Jesus as a dove, not in the form of a dove, but John saw the presence of God just descend on Jesus and to rest upon Him the way a dove would rest on your shoulder. In other words, gently. It wasn't an attack, but He gently rested on the Spirit, and on Jesus, the Spirit did. And as that, it is the person of God. I think you would do better to think of Him more as an elderly gentleman. I don't mean senior, like really old, but just a mature gentleman, the gentleman nature of wisdom of God. And He is sent as a comforter. He is sent as someone who can give strength, to give strengthening aid, consolation, hope, cheer, encouragement. He's one that eases grief. Isn't that fabulous? Also, counselor. What's a counselor? I like this one. A person that gives advice in matters of law or marriage. Both of those can come in very handy, you know. And it can be natural law, law meaning, believe me, He knows all the laws that are on the book of any nation. But He also knows the laws of nature, the laws of science, the laws of every realm of life. But He knows the laws of God, the laws of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life. He knows how things work. You know, the laws mean that things are reliable in the kingdom of God. Like gravity is a law of physics. It's reliable. Praise God. So He is someone who can give advice in matters of the law or marriage. Thank you, Jesus. Give us advice about marriage. But this one's really fun. Counselor. It can also be defined as someone who gives advice at summer camp. The Holy Spirit's great for summer camp. And by that, I just think, you know, He leads us and shows us how to have fun. He shows us and keeps us protected along the way and shows us how to enjoy life, to enjoy this whole time frame that we're here on this earth. You know, in the light of eternity, our time here on earth is really not much more than summer camp. It's really not even that much, but He can make it a blast. I love the Holy Ghost. Now, here's another one. He is the helper is someone who assists another. He assists another. That means He's come to help us, not to just do things for us all the time. What I mean by that? He's always there to help us, but we are co-laborers with God. Corinthians tells us that we are to labor with God. We're partakers of the divine nature. We are as important to the purpose of God and His heart as He is to us for our hearts. We work together. He's our helper. Six, He's an intercessor, one who intervenes between two parties with a view to reconciling differences. Now, that doesn't just mean when the differences are combative. You know, if you've got two people arguing, well, the intercessor then can help them come to a point of seeing eye to eye. But it's not just that. When we reconcile differences, it brings one to the same level. It brings it to the balance. You could put it this way. The Holy Spirit is the one, He makes up the difference. He brings us eye to eye with God. Say, how could I be eye to eye with God? How could I be eye to eye with Jesus? Well, you can't. But He fills in the gap. He lifts you to that point. That's the grace of God, is that the Holy Spirit is given to us that we be lifted, so that we can be eye to eye to Him, speak face to face with Him, be one to one with Him. It's not a relationship like you and your dog. You know, we're not just little puppy dogs to God. It's fellowship. And the Holy Spirit is the one that makes that happen. An advocate. What's an advocate? You know, I like this, the definition of advocate. The first definition I came on was a voice. The voice of someone. He is the voice, one that pleads the cause of another. It's like we were saying in 1 John, He is the voice to God. He's your voice to God. You speak, and by the Spirit, God hears. God speaks, and by the Spirit, you hear. And you can hear His voice, but we don't hear it with these ears. We hear it with the inner ear of our spirit because that's where He is. That's His abiding place in us, is in our spirit, in our heart. Sometimes it helps to just say in your heart, because I think sometimes spirit, we say that and you have a preconceived idea about what that is and it's wrong, then it's hard to get past it. But if we say with our heart, in our heart, well, we understand that. That's just in our inner man. That's in the heart of me, the real me, the person of me, not just my mind, not just my body, but the real me. That's where He abides. And it says it's one that defends or maintains a cause or a proposal. He's always going before us, not just before the Father, but in the face of trouble, in the face of lack of ability, lack of knowledge, lack of provision. He's the one who is maintaining the way for us, making the way for us. He's the way maker. Hallelujah. Thought Jesus was the way. Yes, He is the way, and He makes that way by the Spirit. Remember, He's the comforter, another comforter, just like Jesus. Woo-hoo, gets me excited. Strengthener. He's the one who gives strength. Strength is, now listen to this, it's the quality of being strong. Strength is the capacity for endurance, the capacity to exert strength. He strengthens us. He strengthens us in faith. He strengthens us in stamina. He strengthens us in the things of the Spirit. He strengthens us. It means to be mature. To be strength means to be solid, to resist attack, toughness. It's a legal, logical, or moral force. The strengthening of the Holy Spirit, that's what Ephesians 3 tells us He does. Paul said, I pray that you be strengthened in your inner man by the Holy Spirit. And that strengthening power that happens then causes the force of God's morality in God. The force, holiness is not fragile, it's powerful. The force of righteousness. He strengthens us in those things. He is a standby. He's one to be relied upon, especially, it says, in emergencies. I like that. He's our standby right there in emergencies. My little granddaughter, as we're making this today, she's 9 months old. And you know what she did today? I don't know how. We have no idea how. But her daddy, Cody, went in to get her this morning out of bed, and she was on the floor in front of her chair, not even in front of the bed, but in front of the chair, between the chair and the ottoman, sitting there playing. She's this big. Now, how she got out of the bed and down to the floor, I don't know. But the Holy Spirit was there. Angels were there. Hallelujah. In that emergency, in that case, praise God, it's good to belong to Him and to know Him. It means near at hand, and ready for immediate action. Whoo, to be strong in the Lord when you need it. And He is to remain with us forever. That's what Jesus said in John 14:16. And to stay He's to stay with us in the same place. He will not forsake you. There's a verse in the Old Testament, David said, let not your Holy Spirit forsake me. Don't take Him from me. Well, see, that's the Old Testament. That's the difference. He has been sent to you to never leave you. He's assigned to you. He belongs to you, and you belong to Him, never to be separated. John 14:26 says He is sent in Jesus' place. We've already talked about that. And He will teach you all things. He'll teach you all things. I've had Him show me everything from how to get out of, you know, just situations I've gotten myself into, to getting a stain out of a favorite blouse. I tell you, he can teach you everything. I look to him as much as I've trained myself to do and want to even more, to look to him, to teach me everything. He'll teach you how to talk, how to think. He'll teach you how to invest. Most of all, he will teach you the Word of God and teach you the things of the kingdom of God, the realm of the Spirit, and what belongs to you in Jesus, and how those things can be walked out in life. I honestly wouldn't want to have much to do with God or church or anything else if it wasn't real where the rubber meets the road. But He is real. And He knows how to integrate the things of heaven into our daily lives. Bible tells us, John 16:7, He's here to be in close fellowship with us. And He's here to demonstrate to us and through us to the world the righteousness of God so that they can see, oh, I don't want this sin. I want to live for God. Hallelujah. The last thing I want to point out to you in John 16, it says that He will guide you into the truth. He'll tell you what He hears from the Father. He will announce the things to come. Now, I tell you, that's wonderful, not only for great big future events, but it's nice to know how to be prepared for the day. We could talk more and more and more about that, but not on this broadcast today. He'll honor and glorify Jesus. And He will reveal to you what belongs to you. John 16:13-15. John 16:12 tells us something very important. Jesus said, there are some things that I'd like to share with you. He told the disciples. He said, but you couldn't bear it. Imagine that. Peter, James, Paul, Matthew, they couldn't bear it. What does that mean? They had no ability to absorb it, no ability to hear it, believe it, and live it. But He said, the verse after that, He says, but when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you. He will show you. And later He said, and you will be My witnesses. You'll see. You'll know. That's where the ministry of the Holy Spirit comes in, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. It takes all the limits off. Suddenly the Word starts opening up. Suddenly you begin to see and know things, and you grow in that. You grow in that ability to see and to know. That's what being filled with the Spirit and praying in other tongues connects you to. You want to know more? Well, we're out of time on this part of the broadcast today. But if you'll go to TerryCopelandPearsons.com on the internet, TerryCopelandPearsons.com, after this program is over, well, I'll meet you there. And I don't leave now because I won't be there yet. But but if you'll meet me there after this broadcast is over, I'll lead you in a prayer where you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in other tongues. And if you've struggled with that in the past, or you'd just like to hook up and pray with me in the Spirit, then meet me at TerryCopelandPearsons.com after this broadcast. But right now, stay right where you are. I have some announcements I want to share with you, and then I'll be right back.
God longs to meet with you. He desires to fellowship together. When will you make a divine appointment? Kenneth Copeland Ministries has assembled the Divine Appointment Package to prepare you for that encounter. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are the authors of the 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, How to Get Your Prayers Answered. This latest addition to the Lifeline Kids series contains KCM's most comprehensive book on prayer, 10 worship songs to keep your heart focused, a CD of Kenneth and Gloria's prayers for you, Faith in Action scripture cards to build your faith, and 10 bonus teachings on DVD. Also included in this package is Terry Copeland Pearson's life-changing series, An Encounter with Him. These four CDs reveal insights into prayer, praise, and vital communication with the Father from an internationally known woman of prayer. In it, Terry demonstrates true sensitivity to the Spirit. You'll be transformed as you learn to hear His voice, see your prayers answered, and experience His love when you encounter Him in your divine appointment. Order the Divine Appointment Package today for just $22 and save over 50%. Receive Terry Copeland Pearson's CD series, An Encounter with Him, and the Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, How to Get Your Prayers Answered. Increase the effectiveness of your prayers and get the results you desire. Follow along with Terry Copeland Pearson's teaching this week. Go to kcm.org and download her notes free. For this and other KCM ministry products on prayer, go to kcm.org.
Look who I have here today. Little Eileen dropped into the studio while we were taping. This is the little one that crawled out of the bed just to test and see if her angels were on the job. And you know what? They were. Praise the Lord. You know, that's one of the fabulous advantages of being saved. We're saved from all sorts of things. It starts with being saved from hell. That's the best part. But then we're saved, we can be saved from all kinds of trouble and calamity. And that's the one of the most marvelous benefits of growing in the Lord and raising your children in the Lord, is to have them kept by the saving hand, the powerful hand of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, and all the angels. Amen. So this is Eileen Lynn, and she's the little cousin to Justice that I think you've seen on the broadcast before. She's trying to pull her shoe off. Hallelujah. So you know what? I want to invite you to know my Jesus. I want you to have the kingdom of God available to you. And so let's pray this prayer. If you've never invited Jesus into your life, if you can, take your eyes off of this one and turn them on Jesus. You can pray with us too, Eileen. Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Can you say that? I believe Jesus died for me. I believe that He was raised from the dead for me. And I receive Him now as my Lord, my Savior. I receive you, Jesus, and I give you my life. Amen. Did you pray that prayer? If you did, I have something I want to give to you, and that's this book. It's called He Did It All For You. He Did It All For You. And oh, you want this? And in this book, it'll tell you what's happened to you in being born again. Now we are in Christ Jesus. That's the most powerful position in the world, to be in Christ. Force of righteousness, being filled with the Spirit. And love, the secret to your success. And we'll include with it this brochure that tells you how to study your Bible. We'll get these things right out to you. We love you so much, and we want to see you in heaven. You and me and Eileen and all the other Copeland family. We bless you, and you know what? I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, say it, Eileen, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When we pray by faith, when we pray with our heart and our minds rooted in the Word of God, then praying in the Spirit will lead us by the Spirit into these greater dimensions of the realm of the Spirit.